You're listening to SBS News.
For 25 years, Zoran Tadic has been living an ordinary life in the suburbs of Sydney, but that is about to change. Mr. Tadic has been charged by a court in Croatia with crimes against humanity under the Geneva Conventions over his alleged involvement in a massacre. Zoran Tadic is said to have been the leader of a Serbian paramilitary group at the time of the killings. The massacre allegedly took place in 1991 in the former Yugoslavia. 43 people were killed, including 30 civilians, in the village of Škrbonja in the south of present-day Croatia. Professor of Croatian Studies at Macquarie University, Luka Budak, says the allegations are shocking.
How is it that a person like him are freely walking the streets of Sydney?
SBS News visited the modest southwest Sydney home of Zoran Tadic, who moved to Australia in the early 1990s. Responding to a knock on the door, a woman living at the home denied Mr. Tadic lived there. It's not known whether Croatia has filed its extradition request yet, or whether he plans to fight the extradition. In a statement to SBS News, the Croatian embassy in Canberra said it remained unequivocally committed to bringing the perpetrators of all war crimes on our territory to justice. But international legal expert Kevin Boreham says the extradition process could take months or even years.
If the extradition decision goes against the person who is being sought, then he or she can appeal all the way up to the Australian High Court.
This isn't the first time an Australian has faced war crimes charges in Croatia. In 2015, after a decade-long legal battle, Dragan Vasiljković, also known as Captain Dragan, was extradited to Croatia, where he was sentenced to 15 years in prison. La Trobe University's Gideon Boaz says the case may have set a precedent, which will also apply in Mr. Tadic's case.
The courts would be likely to find that Croatia was a country which could provide appropriate safeguards to try Mr. Tadic fairly and impartially.
Multiple attempts to contact Mr. Tadic for comment have not yet succeeded, and the Serbian embassy in Canberra has declined to comment. Gianni Blakali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.